We had a small zoo on the outside. In fact, the pedestals are the remnants of those cages. And in those cages, we had wolves. We had raccoon dog from our sister city, Fukuoka, which is now up there up at the zoo. We had porcupines. We had skunks. We had the golden eagles, a caracara. So yes, we had a small collection, which is why I was originally hired.
See, I think I've always been, you know, interested in a spiritual path. And, you know, labyrinths are considered by many as a spiritual tool. And again, it has a metaphysical explanation for it. But, you know, so that's what I followed that path for, you know, a little over 20 years.
I chose to walk because the walk is an exercise for my lungs while I play also. It helps me inhale deep breaths, you know. And I do enjoy the silence, just being by myself, walking, and I'm more in deep thought, you know, the music kind of flow more. I kind of feel more melodies, everything is out of my mind except the music as I walk.
I like to bring my cat Tiberius down to the lake for some exercise and fresh air. He loves climbing these Spanish cork oak trees along the bank of the lake. I live on the eighth floor of an apartment building, so I can't exactly let him outside and let him wander, so I take him down to the lake just to let him get some exercise.
A capoeira is a Brazilian martial art created as a self-defense for the African, the one were taken to Brazil as a slavery. It looks like a dance because it was disguised as a dance, but actually is a martial art.
I didn't think that that there was that much of a waterfall there. And I also have a theory that history does things to all of us, to structures as well as to human beings. And that it's not exactly wrong to honor that history by leaving a crumbling waterfall there.
From maybe like 1992 on, every year at the end of each day of the festival, at about 6 o'clock, the police would start telling everybody they had to go home. There's no reason that people had to go home. It was just that there was also a constituency of pretty wealthy, rich white folks on that side of the lake who decided that the lake was theirs and they didn't like the noise. So the police would start telling people to go home. Naturally, people just didn't listen. And police would start pushing and shoving people. And there'd be a mini rebellion at the lake. Like every year, it was just part of it. It was like part of the experience.
Generally, it's a beautiful place to live. Nice view. You can see the Oakland Hills, which takes me back to like 20 years ago. I was here when I watched the fire, the Oakland Hills fires, and helicopters coming down to the lake to get the water to try putting it out.
There's a great concentration of blues musicians and singers here in Oakland. As a matter of fact, I arranged for a photo of blues musicians, sort of like on the order of a Great Day in Harlem photo, that famous photo of the musicians. And I expected only 14 people to show up, and we had about 44, including, Jimmy McCracklin and a lot of the famous Faye Carroll, a lot of the famous blues singers on here. So there is such a thing as the Oakland sound that's known all over the world, the Oakland blues sound. Also, Oakland is a city that has the blues.